Good morning. Today's daf in the Masechet Tzvachim is daf Samach Zayin. Let's begin at the beginning of the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis, page 66b. This chapter deals with the differences between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. As we learned yesterday, Chatas Ha'of is the bird offering, which is a sin offering. It's performed beneath the chuta sikra, the red strap. It's performed on the southwestern corner. And unique of all karbanos, only the blood of chatas ha'of goes on the mizbeach through hazaa, through an act of throwing, and mitzui, an act of squeezing. But the meat doesn't end up in the fires of the Mizbeach. The meat of the Chatas Ha'of is eaten by Kohanim. Olat Ha'of, the scent offering of a bird, is performed not on the southwestern corner, but on the southeastern corner, not beneath the Chuta Sikra, but above the Chuta Sikra. Olat Ha'of, the Malika, is not just to cut through one pipe, but to actually totally sever the head from the bird. In Olas Ha'of, the head and the body of the bird are squeezed, their blood is squeezed on the Mizbeach wall, not thrown on the Mizbeach wall. In Olas Ha'of, the bird gets burned in the fires, the feathers and the digestive system gets thrown out onto the Beis HaDeshen, but the rest of the bird is burned in the fire. So the parak began with a series of scenarios where someone has a sin offering, a chatas ha'of, and he does it wrong. He does it on the wrong spot, in the wrong way. He does it as an olas ha'of. What happens? So says the Mishnah, the Kulan, and all of these cases that were mentioned in the first Mishnah, even those that are disqualified, let's say a Chatas Ha'of done for the sake of an Olas Ha'of, as an Olas Ha'of, so that's no good. So even though it's no good, Ein Mitamin B'Veis HaBliyah, but this killed carcass of a bird, if it's eaten by a person, is not going to make the person impure, because the malika is enough to remove the status of nevela from the bird. In addition, in all these cases, umalin behen, in all these cases, if a non-Kohen were to take it and eat from it, it would be the violation of Me'ilah. You'd have to bring a carbon, Hashem Me'ilos. Except, Chutz Michatas Ha'of She'asah L'mata, except for a bird offering that's a sin offering that he does beneath the dividing line. Kema'aseh Chatas. And he did it with the behavior of Chatas, namely with a Malika, as we saw, a Malika that wasn't full, didn't sever the head. And instead of mitzui, there was hazaa, and then mitzui. There was the throwing of blood, and then the squeezing of blood. So if it was done as a chatas, l'shem chatas, for the sake of chatas, then there would not be a law of me'ilah. There wouldn't be the option of a person getting me'ilah for eating from it, because it's not kachi Hashem. It's something which is edible to Kohanim, so it's not that which is sacred to God. All right, Olas Ha'of. This is really where we had gotten up to yesterday. Let's say you have a bird, it was consecrated to be an Olas Ha'of. But you have all sorts of scenarios when you have to bring an Olas Ha'of. Carbon Ola V'Yored would be one case. A woman who's a Yoledah, someone who gives birth, is another case. So let's say there is a situation of Olas Ha'of, a bird that was consecrated to be an Ola. So now the head is supposed to be severed through Malika. Both pipes are supposed to be cut through Malika. The blood is supposed to be mitsui, supposed to be squeezed against the wall, not thrown against the wall. The blood is supposed to be done above the chuta sikra. Shasa lamata, but it wasn't done above the chut hasikra. It was done beneath the dividing line, and it was done kemasechatas. It was done without just mitzui. It was done with hazah and mitzui, the behavior of a chatas, and it was done l'shem chatas. It was done for the sake of a chatas. So Rebbe Elazar, says, still malinba, still. It would be Me'ilat, still called Kachi Hashem. It was an Ola with all sorts of problems to it, but it's still Kachi Hashem, sacred to God. There's Me'ilat for someone who goes and eats from it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, ain't Mo'alin Ba, there wouldn't be any Me'ilat anymore. Why? Because apparently, according to Rabbi Yeshua, once it was done as a chatas ha'of, it becomes a chatas ha'of. And since it's a chatas ha'of, so now it's not kodshei Hashem, it's something which is edible to certain human beings, the Kohanim. So now there is no me'ila. Yeah. No, nothing goes down to the Mizbeach and chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of is unique of all the karbanos, it's just blood on the Mizbeach. No part of it is no part of it is burned in the Mizbeach. It's very different. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says, I have a proof that an Ola that was disqualified and done as a chatas, there still is Me'ila. And here's my proof. Umayim chata shein mo'alin ba'lishma. Let's say a chatas is done right. Chatas ha'of. And it was for the sake of chatas ha'of. Right? It was a bird underneath, the chut hasikra, the head was not severed, there was haza'at adam, and there was mitzui adam. Then the bird is put into the pot, and all the kohanim are going to eat from it. Kisheshina shema. If he were to do it for some other consecration, let's say, do the chatas ha'of for the sake of ola, then Mo'alimba, then there wouldn't be Me'ila. I'm sorry, then there would be Me'ila. Because now it's not going to be edible. If it's not going to be edible, because once the chatas done shalol lishma is pasul, so if it's pasul, it's not edible, it's no good, it's disqualified because it was done for the sake of the wrong consecration. So therefore, there's Me'ila. It's Kachi Hashem. So a chatas done for the wrong sake has me'ila, so ola, shemual in balishma, ola has more me'ila than chatas. Ola has me'ila, even when everything was done in it lishma, for the sake of ola. Kisheshina atshma, so when the ola was done for the sake of something else, eino din shimaluba, certainly there should be me'ila. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Belezar, no. Lo, that's not a comparable situation. It's not a good argument. I grant you that a chatas that is done for the sake of ola, there's now me'ila in it. Because you went from something which wouldn't have me'ila to using it or to doing it for something that would have me'ila. So now it has me'ila. Tomar be'ola, but when you have an ola sa'of, shashina etshma l'shem chatas, it's being done for the sake of a chatas, it's being done as a chatas, for the sake of chatas, shakin shina etshma l'davar shem bo me'ila, so now it's been changed, it's now not an ola, now it's a chatas. Chatas doesn't have me'ila, so there shouldn't be any me'ila. I'm a Lord Belezer, Belezer says back to Yeshua. Let's say there are karbanos of animals that are katshe katshim. Asham, ola, chatas, they're supposed to be slaughtered in the north. Let's say, and they are katshe Hashem. Let's say shachtam bedarum. Instead, they were slaughtered in the south. And not only were they slaughtered in the south, shachtam l'shem katshim kal, they were slaughtered to be shlamit. Yochichu, That should be a proof to this discussion. Shekein Shina Shemam L'davar She'en Me'ila. He's taking it and doing it for the sake of another sacrifice that doesn't have Me'ila in it, because Shlamim are eaten by everybody, even the owners. So certainly it's not called Kodesh Hashem, sacred to God. So they're taking the Chatas animal to be a Shlamim. So now they're changing it to something which doesn't have Me'ila. And nevertheless, small in book, but it does have Me'ila, because since the Chatas was disqualified because it was slaughtered in the wrong spot. The Kachay Kachim was slaughtered in the wrong spot. So if they were slaughtered in the wrong spot, they're disqualified. Nobody can actually eat it. So if nobody can eat it, it stays Kachay Hashem. It stays consecrated to God. If it's consecrated to God, there's Me'ila in it. So the same way when there is Kachay Kachim slaughtered in the wrong spot for the wrong intention, there would still be Me'ila. Afatal titme al ola. So say the same thing here. In this case, if there's an ola sa'of, and now he's done it in the wrong spot as a chatas, afal pishashina shma ledavar she'emba me'ila, even though he's trying to move the ola sa'of to chatas sa'of, and chatas sa'of is something which doesn't have me'ila, yimaluba, there should still be me'ila, because it was done in the wrong way. It's kachim sulim. Kachim sulim have me'ila. Amalur Biyashur, Biyashur says back to Belezer, lo, that's not a proof. If you have an animal that's a chatas, or an animal that's an asham, or an animal that is an ola, and it's supposed to be slaughtered in the north, and it gets slaughtered in the south for the sake of shlamim, it would still be me'ila. Shekein shinash es shlam ledavar sheyesh b'yusuf v'heter. Because even within shlamim, there's some of it that has me'ila. The insides of the shlamim that get burned on the mizbeach, they're kachay Hashem, and then there's always me'ila. So he's taking it to something which has some elements that are going to have me'ila, and some elements that are not going to have me'ila. So since he's ruined this karban, and this animal is now not going to have any permission to be eaten, because it was kachay kachim slaughtered in the wrong spot. So it's still kachay Hashem, there's still me'ila. But Tomer Ba'ola, how is that comparable to our discussion about birds? When you have an Ola Sa'of, and now he's slaughtering this Ola Sa'of as a Chata Sa'of, he's slaughtering it, Shashina Shema, he's changing its name, L'davar Shekulo Heter, to something which has no Me'ila at all. The entirety of the Chata Sa'of doesn't have Me'ila, because none of it is Kachay Hashem. Just the blood gets thrown on the altar, but all of it gets eaten. So now that he's trying to change the bird from something which had Me'ila, Ola, to something which doesn't have Me'ila, Chata Sa'ov, there should be no Me'ila at all. Okay, so we have here an argument between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And our Gemara is going to continue this discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Tanya, we were taught in a Brice. Amalu Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Lezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, you say that an Ola Sa'of, done as a Chata Sa'of for the sake of Chata Sa'of, no longer has Me'ila. Says Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yoshua, but Asham Sheshachto B'tzaf on the Shem Shlamim Yochiach. Let there be a proof that you're wrong from the following scenario. An animal, which is a Karban Asham, which should be slaughtered in the north, if it was slaughtered in the north, but for the sake of a shlamim, that should be a proof. Sheshina Eshimo, he's changing the name, he's trying to change the consecration towards something which wouldn't have me'ila, shlamim. And Moalin Bo, and there is me'ila in it. So therefore, afahatal titmal ola. So don't be so surprised about ola sa'of. Afal pishashina shema, even if it was done for a different consecration, for the holiness of chata sa'of, which doesn't have me'ila, shayimaluba, there should still be me'ila. Amalur b'yashur, b'yashur says back to Belezer, lo, it's not a proof. Imamarta ba'asham. If you're talking about a case of an asham slaughtered as a shlamim, she'im shina shmo lo shina es mekomo. In that case, it would still be Me'ila, because true, he's doing it as Shlamim, but he's doing it in the north, in the right spot, so it's still called Asham. It's still called Kodshe Hashem, holy to God. Holy to God, there is Me'ila. Tomar Bo'ola, but if you talk about my case of Ola Sa'of, instead of being done on top of the Chut HaSikra, it was done beneath the Chut HaSikra. And it wasn't done as an Ola, it was done as a Chatas, for the sake of Chatas. Sheshina Chima, he changed the name. He's saying he's doing it as Chatas. Veshina es Mekoma, and he did it in a different spot. He did it in the spot of Chatas. So now it becomes Chatas. Chatas doesn't have Me'ila, Chatas Sa'of. Amalor Belezer, Belezer says, back to Yeshua. Ashim Sheshachtu Badarm, the case of our Mishnah though. If there is an animal which is an Asham, which is supposed to be slaughtered in the north as Kadshi Hashem, it's called Kadshi Hashem, it's Kadshi Kadshim, and it was taken to the south, and it was slaughtered in the south, the same Shlamim, as a Shlamim, for a Shlamim, Yochiach, let that be the proof. Here it was Shina Chimo Vashinas Makoma. There is a change of name plus a change of spot. And even so, Malin Boat, even so, there's still Me'ila. So Afat Al Titmal Ola. So you shouldn't have such a question about an Ola Sa'of. Shafu Bishina Chima, even if he were to change the name of the Ola Sa'of to Chata Sa'of, Bishinas Makoma, and change the spot. And still, it should be Malin Boat. It should still be Me'ila. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Lezer, lo, it's not a proof. If the Asham, instead of being slaughtered in the north, was slaughtered in the south, and instead of being slaughtered as Asham was slaughtered as Shlamim, still there'd be Me'ila, because Veloshines Maisa, because the actions were the actions of Asham. Tomer Ba'ola, but in the case that I'm talking about, where there's a Karban Ola Sa'of, done instead of on top, done below, and instead of being done as Ola, was done as Chatas, and it was done for the sake of Chatas, Sheshina Shema, there was a change of name, being done for the sake of Chatas, the Ma'aseh, Ves Ma'aseh, and the actions are the actions of Chatas. Vishines Makoma, and he changed the place. And therefore, it's no longer Ola, it becomes Chata Sa'of. And once it's Chata Sa'of, it's not Kodshi Hashem. If it's not Kodshi Hashem, there's no longer Me'ila. Amar Rava, this is the Bryce, said Rava. V'neim Ole, why doesn't Rebbe Elazar say back to Rabbi Yeshua? But what about a case where there are three strikes? Asham. If you had an animal which is an Asha, Sheshachto Badaro, supposed to be slaughtered in the north, it was slaughtered in the south. It's supposed to be slaughtered as an Asha, was slaughtered the same Shlamim, for the sake of a Shlamim. Bishinui Bailim, and instead of being slaughtered for the rightful owner, was slaughtered for the wrong guy. Sheshina Shmo, there there'd be a change of name from Asham to Shlamim. Vishines Mekomo, and a change of spot, doing it in the south. Vishines Maisav, and doing actions that are wrong actions. And nevertheless, there would still be Me'ila. And so too, let's say the same thing with an Ola Sa'of, done in the wrong spot, for the wrong sake, in the wrong way. There should still be Me'ila. Midalo kamer lehachi, since Rebbe Elazar never invoked this case, Shmamina, do we think that Nachis Rebbe Elazar, the time of Rebbe Yeshua, that Rebbe Elazar actually finally understands the reasoning of Rebbe Yeshua. Why is Rebbe Yeshua saying that an Ola Sa'of done in the wrong spot for the sake of Chata Sa'of, as a Chata Sa'of, there is no Me'ila to it anymore? Rebbe Adabar Ahava explained. Omer Hayy Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua holds Ola Sa'of. Remember, an Ola Sa'of, the Malika severs both pipes, and it severs the head. Mm-hmm. And then there is just Mitzuyadzan, the squeezing of the blood against the Mizbeach. In Chata Sa'of, only one pipe is severed, and the head is not detached. There's Hazah, there's throwing of blood, plus Mitzuyadzan. Says Rav Abrahavo, Meraya Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, Ola Sa'of, and Ola Sa'of, Sha'asa L'mata, that's done beneath the Chutasikra. Kimasa Chatas, done with the actions of a Chatas, namely if the head was not severed, only one pipe was severed, and it was done L'shem Chatas, for the sake of Chatas. Kevan Shemalak Basimon Echad, once he only severs the first pipe, and he says, I'm severing this pipe with my thumbnail as a chatas. Nimshechas v'nasis chatas sa'of. It now becomes a chatas sa'of. It becomes a chatas sa'of. So there's nothing to do with an ashram done as a shlamim. An ashram done as a shlamim is not going to become a shlamim. It can't become a shlamim. Once it was an ashram, it can't become a shlamim. But here, since the behaviors are different, once he's doing on this bird the behaviors of... The issue there is not that there was three strikes and that's why... The issue here is not that here there are three strikes and that's why there's no longer a status of Ola Sa'of. It's that the behavior of Ola Sa'of and the behavior of Chata Sa'of are close but different. So once he did the behavior of Chata Sa'of, and he did it for the sake of Chata Sa'of, and he did it in the spot of Chata Sa'of, it becomes Chata Sa'of. So if it's Chata Sa'of, there's no Me'ila. It's not comparable to an Asham done wrong. Asham done wrong is still going to be an Asham. It's not going to become a Shlamim. It still will be Me'ila.
Is that the case with the Asham where it's a Chinu Balam, that's considered Chinu Masa? Because I didn't see what
yes.
The name of Masa.
Yeah, because the procedures are wrong. Yes, as exactly as why it was good. The procedures are no, it's fine. Thank you for helping us. The procedures are wrong. That's called Shinur Maisa. Yes, the actions are different. It's not actions like a shlamim.
Right, doing the same shchita, doing the same.
Correct.
Doing all that.
But it's a pasul shchita because of the wrong baila. So the Gemara says. If that's the case, the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is that once the Ola Sa'of is done like a Chata Sa'of, it's done beneath the Chutas Sikra, it's only one pipe, and the head is being left on. So if so, Chata Sa'of Nami, Sha'asa L'mayla K'maisa Ola. Let's say that if you take a Chata Sa'of, and instead of doing it beneath the Chutas Sikra, you took it above the Chutas Sikra, instead of severing one pipe, the Kohen severed two pipes. Instead of the Kohen leaving the head attached, he fully detached the head. So he did it like an Ola. Let's say it's no longer a Chatas. Miki Malak Basimon Echad. Once he severs one pipe as Ola, Timashach V'tevi, Ola Sa'of, let it become an Ola Sa'of, let it be Kasher, and that's against the first Mishnah of the Parak. Because the Mishnah says that a Chatas done above the Chutas Sikra is no good. Even though it was done as an Ola, even though it was done for the sake of Ola, is that against Rabbi Yeshua? If you say, fine, first Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yochanan said, "Name Rabbana, kachi atzah shel Mishnah." This is the way to understand and to organize the Mishnah. My love, didn't he mean to say, Kachi Atza, this is the way the Mishnah is organized. There is an argument in Ola Sa'ov, done in the spot of Chata Sa'ov, in the way of Chata Sa'ov, for the sake of Chata Sa'ov. The Sulot, but there is no argument about Chata Sa'ov, done in the place of Ola Sa'ov, for the sake of Ola Sa'ov, as in Ola Sa'ov. No one says that it becomes an Ola Sa'ov. So Gemara says, lo, that's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. What he meant was, Kachatza shel kula Mishnah. This point that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue. Rabbi Lezer says what began as Ola Sa'of, now being done in the spot of Chata Sa'of, with the ways of Chata Sa'of, for the sake of Chata Sa'of, stays just a disqualified Ola Sa'of. That's Rabbi Lezer. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds it actually became a Chata Sa'of. That's an argument here, and that argument here is true about all the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the point is, since Ola Sa'of and Chata Sa'of are so similar, but yet they are different, you can switch what it is. your Ola Sof could become a Chata Sof. And if you did your Chata Sof as an Ola, it'll become an Ola Sof. And they're actually arguing throughout the entire Mishnah. The Mishnah that said that a Chata Sof done on top of the Chuta Sikra as an Ola Sof, with both pipes being severed and the head being cut off and Mitzui, that's Pasul, that's only the view of Rabbi Lezer. But according to Rabbi Yoshua, it becomes an Ola Sof. Once it's an Ola Sof, it's accepted as an Ola Sof. He disagrees with that part of that Mishnah. Rav Ashi said no. Bishlama Ola Sof Shasalamata Kamase Chatas L'Shem Chatas. If you're going to tell me that an Ola Sa'of that's done beneath the Chuta Sikra, and instead of severing both pipes, only one pipe is severed, and the head is left, and the blood is thrown, and then the blood is squeezed, and it now becomes a Chatas. Kevandaha. Hechshera b'simen echad. Since Chatas is done, it's kosher, it's done in the right way, with only one pipe being severed. Whereas Ola Sa'of requires the two pipes to be severed with the thumbnail. For Ola Sa'of, Lamata less, and an Ola Sa'of is never supposed to be beneath the Chuta Sikra. Kevin de Malak Basimen Echad, when he's standing beneath the Chuta Sikra, and he severs only one pipe, there's no name Ola Sa'of on it, because there was only a severing of one pipe. So, now it becomes Chata Sof. It's done as a Chatas. Nimshech is Fenas is Chata Sof. Now it becomes a Chata Sof. El Chata Sof. But Chata Sof done above the Chuta Sikra, with severing both pipes and severing the entire head and saying that it's an Ola. Kevon the Marmar, since we've learned Malika B'chol Makom Ksheira, the Malika of the Chata Sof could be anywhere on the Mizbeach. It could even be above the Chuta Sikra. So, Ki Malak Basimen Echad, once the Kohen severs one pipe of this Chata Sof in the wrong spot, even though he's saying he's doing it as an Ola, so what? It became a Chatas. Because the Chatas requires one pipe severed anywhere. Here you had a pipe severed. It becomes a Chatas. Now, it's a Chatas done for the wrong sake. It's done for Ola. It's Shalol Shmas, Ifsala. It becomes Pasul. So it's a Pasul Chatas. Now, Ki Hadar Malak Bidach Simen. Now that he severs the second pipe, and he then severs the head, Heichim Mimshach Avahavi Ola Sa'of. How could it now become Ola Sa'of? It already was a disqualified Chatas Sa'of. And therefore, it wouldn't become an Ola Sa'of. And therefore, like we said earlier, when Rabbi Yoshua says, this is the way the Mishnah is going, saying the Mishnah has what it says. There's an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua about a Chata Sa'of done as an Ola Sa'of, in the spot of Ola Sa'of, in the ways of Ola Sa'of, for the sake of Ola Sa'of, whether it becomes Ola Sa'of. But they never argued about an Ola Sa'of being done as, I'm sorry, they never argued about a Chata Sa'of being done as an Ola Sa'of, for it to become an Ola Sa'of. Because it can't. Once it was one pipe severed for the sake of Ola, it's already a Chatas Psula. It's not an Ola Sa'of.
Bottom line, the way it's severed, that determines
Well, it depends with what, right? With an Ola Sa'of, it's the way it's severed plus the location. With Chata Sa'of, it's the way it's severed. Once the first pipe is severed, since there is no law of location for Chata Sa'of, right away it became a Chata Sa'of.
Even if he would stop after he severed the first pipe.
Even without stopping. Once he severs the first pipe, he already did the Chata's work. So now it's a Chatas, because it could be done anywhere. So it could be on the top. He severs the first pipe. It's a Chatas. Now, since he was doing it as Ola, it's a disqualified Chatas. Chatas Shelo Lishma is Pasul. Chatzad and Nerlin Malach Olam Shakom Midvayo. The important point to remember here is in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yoshua says, in Olasa Of, which is supposed to be done on the southeastern corner above the Chuta Sikra, in the ways of Olasa Of, the head completely cut off, both pipes severed, blood squeezed on the wall of the Mizbeach, Olasa Of, that instead was taken beneath the Chuta Sikra, and instead of two pipes severed, one pipe severed, and blood thrown and blood squeezed like a chatas, done for the sake of chatas, Rabbi Yeshua says, according to Rav Adar Bar Ahava, it became a chatas ha'of. Since it becomes a chatas ha'of, now there's no me'ila. That's Rabbi Yeshua says. Then the Gemara.
What's the sin it's atoning for?
Yeah, that's.
What's that?
What's the sin it's atoning for?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe what the Ola was going to atone for.
That's a mitzvah sase, right?
Lack of a mitzvah sase, right. So Gufa, let's go back to this idea. Amar Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Rav Adar Bar Ahava says, Omer Ayay Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua's logic is like this, Ola Sa'of, it should have been on top of the Chuta Sikra. Sha'asa L'mata, instead it was done beneath the Chuta Sikra. It should have been severing two pipes and severing the entire head with the thumb of the Kohen. But it wasn't done that way. It was kemas achatas. It was done with only severing one pipe, the way of achatas. Instead of squeezing the blood, there was throwing of the blood. L'shem chatas, it was done for the sake of chatas. Kevan shemalak v'simen echad, since it was done in the way of achatas, there was the severing of one pipe, Nimsheches v'nasis chata sa'of. It becomes a chata sa'of. So now we move to a new mesechta. Mesechet kinim. Meseches kinim, now turning to Samach Zayin Amid Beis, is the mesechta that the mathematicians love. Kinim are nests of birds. So we learned that karbanos of birds can come from either Torim or Bnei Yonah. And there are all sorts of scenarios where there's a need to bring two birds, one as an Ola Ta'of and one as a Chata Ta'of, one as an Ola and one as a Chatas. For example, a woman who gives birth, she's supposed to bring two birds, an Ola Sa'of and a Chata Sa'of. She has to bring a nest. Meseches Kinim deals with all sorts of fun cases. What happens if she brings the two birds and one bird flies out, gets mixed up with another nest? There were the two birds and we don't know which one is supposed to be what, which the Ola, which one's the Chatas. So all sorts of these scenarios with probability. This is a Mesechta that the mathematicians like a lot. Okay, so now, maybe from the Mishnayos and Kinim we can prove whether Rav Adar Bar Ahava's understanding in Rabbi Yeshua is right or wrong. So Tashma, coming here from the following Mishnah, Meseches Kinim. There are two women who gave birth. Each one actually each one has already brought one of her karbanos. So one brought her chatas and has to bring an ola. The other one brought her ola and has to bring a chatas. So they partnered and they brought together a nest of two birds. Chatas lazu, one of the birds is going to be a chatas for one woman. For Ola Lazu, the other bird is going to be an Ola for the other woman. So now, but they have to be done in different places, and they're done in different ways. The Ola is supposed to be up, with cutting off the head fully with the thumb. The Chatas is supposed to be down, with only cutting off one pipe. V'asa shteyan lamala. The Kohen did both of them up above the Chutasikra. Both of them, he cut the head off fully with the thumb. So now, Mechza Kasha. One was good. Half of this Khan is okay. Half of the nest is okay. Because one of them, it was done right. It's an Ola. It was done on top. Mechza Pasul. But the one that was supposed to be a Chatas was Pasul. If the Kohen takes the two birds and stay on the Mata, he does both of them beneath the Chutasikra, both of them cutting only one pipe, both of them throwing the blood and squeezing the blood. Mechza Kasher, the woman who was trying to bring a Chatas, she got her job done. Mechza Pasul, the woman who had to bring an Ola, didn't get her job done. But what happens if Achas Lamala, the Achas Lamata, the Kohen takes one bird and he takes it above the Chutasikra and he does it as an Ola. He takes the other bird and he does it beneath the Chutasikra as a Chatas. Stay in Psulos. Neither woman has achieved what she has to achieve.
Because the birds were already pre-designated?
No, because we don't know. Shani Omer, because I say, maybe Chatas Kreva Lamala. Maybe the bird that was the Chatas was done above as an Ola, and it was no good. And maybe the Ola, which was supposed to be above, was ended up being below, Kreva Lamata, that ended up being done below as a Chatas, and therefore it's no good.
So they were designated.
They designated, without saying which one is which, and saying one bird is going to be an Ola, and the other bird's going to be a Chatas.
They bought them as a partnership.
That's correct.
I mean, that could have been switched.
No one knows which one is which, so we're saying we don't know what was done. Can't say that she fulfilled her obligation.
How would she have fulfilled it then?
If both of them are brought as Olos, so the woman who needs an Ola got her obligation done. If both of them are brought as Chatos, the woman who needs a Chatos has her obligation done. But if one is brought as an Ola and one is brought as a Chatos, maybe the one that was brought as an Ola was really the one that was Chatos, so it was done wrong. And maybe the one that was brought as Chatos was really an Ola, so it was done wrong. So they need to go now buy another nest. And now
are we saying that under no cases in such partnership it would be possible for them?
Correct, unless they delineate. Bird A is my Ola, bird B is your Chatas, and you make sure, you put a little ribbon and make sure that bird A is done the right way, and make sure that bird B is done the right way.
So we can end it after the fact, basically.
Right. So now the Gemara says, but according to Rabbi Yoshua, it shouldn't be that way. Nehi nami d'ola kreva lamata. If it's true, then an ola brought beneath. Timashik, it's a heavy lachata sa'ov, gets transformed into a chata sa'ov. So now the woman who brought, the woman who needs a chata sa'ov, so she brought one of the birds, and now the birds have been brought, one above and one below. So the woman who brought the woman who bought the chata sa'of should be covered. Memanafshach, she should be covered. If the bird that was slaughtered below was her bird, so it was done right. The chata sa'of was done right. if the bird that was slaughtered below was not the bird she bought, but it's the bird of her friend, which was bought as an ola, and that's the bird that was slaughtered below, but an ola slaughtered below becomes a chatas. So yes, the woman who needs to bring an ola, she's stuck, because maybe the bird that was slaughtered in the spot of ola was the chatas bird, and it was no good. But the woman who needs a chatas, she should be good. So the Gemara answers, no. Hey, madam, Rabbi Yeshua, b'chad kavra. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that an ola sa'ov done in the place of chata sa'ov, as a chata sa'ov, becomes chata sa'ov? When it's one person. But betray gavri, when you're dealing with two people, and for one person he's bringing an ola sa'ov, for the other person he's bringing, the person is bringing a chata sa'ov, Miyamar, then we don't say that an ola sa'ov done below can be transformed into a chatas ha'of. So now another Mishnah in Maseches Kinim. This is a more complicated Mishnah. Let's say you have two women. Each woman needs to bring three birds. What they have to, each one has to bring an ola sa'of plus a chatas sa'of. So one has to bring an ola sa'of, a chata sa'of, and an ola sa'of. And the other one has to bring an ola sa'of, and a chata sa'of, and a chata sa'of. So in total, they need to bring six birds. And in partners, they buy three nests. And they say, okay, in the first nest, one bird's going to be a chatas, and the other one's going to be an ola for the other one. They buy a second nest, stuma, they don't say what it's going to be, whether it's going to be two olos, two chatos, one ola, one chatos, they don't say anything. And a third nest, which is again, mifureshes, again they specify, saying, this one is a chatos, this one is an ola, and like in the first case, they didn't specify who gets which bird. So what you have here is two olos and two chatos that have been specified as olos and chatos, plus a nest of two birds that haven't been specified. And the Kohen is supposed to offer the olos above the chutasikra, the chatos beneath the chutasikra. And the nest that hasn't been specified, presumably one should be an ola and one should be a chatas. And he made a mistake. Asakulam lamal. He did all six birds above the chutasikra as olos. Okay. So mechtsakasha. So three of the obligations have been fulfilled. Three olos are okay. Umechtsapasal. Three of them are no good. If he does kulam lamata, all six beneath the chutasikra as chatos, so mechtsa kosher. So three of the karbanos are okay. Mechtsa pasul, three are no good. But if chetzion lamala v'chetzion lamata, if he does three birds as olos above, three birds as chatos below, einak shera, it's no good. Because maybe the birds done above should have been below, and the birds below should have been above. Ella stuma. The only thing that does work is the nest of the two birds that haven't been specified at all. So those are kasher, because we don't know what's above and what's below. And mischalekas peineyan. So they should say, okay, one bird was for me, one bird was for you. And we'll divide up. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue at this point tomorrow again from this
proof. If they unspecify all six, then it's one?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, yeah. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Meretzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael Lefichach Hirbalem Torah Mitzvah Shenemar Adonai Chafetz Laman Tzidko.